VIP. Let's kick it.
Up, wrestling fans, and welcome to another episode of Below Zero Radio. I am your host, Showtime Rocky Allen, and joining me in the beautiful, we actually mean it now, Below Zero Studios in lovely Horace, North Dakota, Mr. Nick Stokey, commissioner and co-owner of Below Zero Wrestling. Nick, how the hell are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Very plussed. It's been a great week.
It has.
You and I share kind of an, I would say maybe an uncommon agreement in that you and I prefer the Royal Rumble to any other wrestling event.
Yes. It's always been my favorite pay-per-view. I mean, at least in the last 10, 15 years or whatever.
Sure.
I love it. So we just got done with a phenomenal Royal Rumble, I thought. I mean, there's been better out there, but I love it. I love the Royal Rumble.
Maybe my favorite women's Rumble of all time. And we can go into some of that. But yeah, I really thought, you know, for what they had to work with, this was excellent.
Truly. It was. It really was a really good women's Rumble. It started off great. It set a tone for the pay-per-view. I was very, very happy with how that played out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, too, they could have fallen into the trap, or not necessarily the trap, but like people, I mean, I haven't gone back and looked at the odds, and I didn't want to look at any of the odds, but I know just because I've been told, like, Rock was reasonably high as far as of the winner of the men's Rumble. He was reasonably high.
A lot of people thought he was showing up, myself included.
Sure.
I thought that at some point The Rock is going to be at the Rumble, whether he's in it, shows up
right.
in the four-way match in some way, shape, or form. But a lot of people really thought that at number 30,
he was coming out. And then no Sasha Banks.
No. I thought that 30 in the women's was a very good possibility for her.
Yep.
I love that Liv Morgan is back.
Yeah.
But the crowd definitely was like, oh,
they wanted that music.
It's Liv.
Yeah. They wanted that music. And again, I think they did a good job. They being WWE of, you know, not allowing disappointment to reign supreme, because I think that could have happened. You know what I mean? I think with Rock and Sasha not being there, that could have been the talking point, and it wasn't. I mean, it's just not. It's not what the takeaway is from that night. It's the people that didn't show up are not the talking point.
No. Yeah, it was a great Rumble overall. I mean, I really think that the way that it started, the way that it ended, obviously there's always some people that wanted some of those surprises with, like, the Rock and Sasha or anything, but that didn't happen. And I don't think it made it any worse or anything like that.
Right. All right, let's hit the news. Alvin Falcone calling out Sierra at WinterSlam. Did we get an accepted challenge there?
Yeah, I mean, it's been made official.
Oh, okay.
It has been made official. Falcone is back, and he, you know, put a statement out that said, you know, I want the best. And one of the best right now in BZW that doesn't have a title around their waist is Sierra.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the I think kind of the mainstream of wrestling and how, you know, they may or may not. I mean, the answer is may not. Although AEW has maybe done a little bit more intergender stuff.
A little. They haven't done a ton.
Right.
Yeah.
And WWE is just, no, we're not going to have a man put hands on a woman on screen.
Unless you're Randy Orton and RKO and Nia Jax.
Yeah, sure. But that happened a long time ago.
Yeah, what are we?
Longish. Like
three years, yeah. Maybe. But overall, no.
Right. They're not going to have a man put his hands on a woman on national TV. They're not. It's just, they're not going to do that. They're not having women, even larger stature women, show up in the men's Rumble.
No.
Just not doing it. And so, but for us, it's like, She beat Jay Fowler. She beat Joey Jet Avalon.
Yeah. She beat Rampage Santana. I was about to call him Rampage Jackson. That's the MMA fighter. She beat Rampage.
I don't know. I don't like her odds against Rampage Jackson, but no, she beat Rampage Santana.
She beat Petey Brown. Like, I mean, she's, right. You know, I mean.
So it's as much as you might think, like, I was calling out a woman. Like, yeah. A woman that wins consistently.
Legit.
Yeah, absolutely.
As legit as they come. And, you know, the term intergender obviously is what you're going to use, but when it comes down to it, there when she wrestles another guy,
yeah,
you don't you get sucked in, and I've said it before, you don't realize that we're actually doing a girl versus a guy.
How about you not beat up on this?
I'm trying not to.
We're still very much encouraging people. Get your Winter Slam tickets. Tell your friends. We got $5 seats, guys. That's rare for a BZW event. You know, you talk about, like, I've said multiple times, Showtime's got a big family. Okay. Big family, lots of kids. You know, I could bring my whole family of six for $30.
Yeah.
Might be different plans for Showtime Rocky Allen, as we find out here today. Shout out to our guy's knee.
Yeah. RIP ACLs.
But anyway, you know, I can't entertain my family for $30.
No. You know, $5 starts your tickets, and it's not like you're getting these nosebleed seats or anything.
And either. By the way, there aren't $8 beers at BZW events either.
There's not.
There aren't.
$7
popcorns.
I would really love a BZW beer down the road, though. And just let's say that we don't have to talk about it now, but I've started the process. Hopefully,
what kind?
I think you just gotta go light.
Just a lager.
Something that everyone can drink.
Below zero lager.
Yeah, you know,
like that.
Sly Fox would be really mad if I didn't get a light beer. And maybe BZW I get something.
IPA.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to go get the fridge for the studio after this.
Yeah, and well, maybe one day we fill it with BZW beer.
Yeah, it'd be cool. Okay. Now, into WWE news. Bayley wins the Women's Rumble.
Let's go.
Cody wins the Men's.
I'm happy about that,
too. Honest to God, I don't even remember our picks. I think I took Bianca, which you took Bayley.
I always take Bayley.
I don't think either of us picked Cody to win the Rumble.
I don't remember if I actually picked someone. I think I probably... You know, I get on tangents sometimes.
Sure.
Cody would have been a possibility. I just didn't think they were going to have him win it.
Sure.
But stuff changed that week, too.
So Punk's out for Mania.
Unfortunately.
Yep. And then Seth interrupts Cody, which is part of the reason why you and I mean, we had some scheduling issues. Like, we're not going to lie to people. But also, like, there's some Fallout stuff, and we wanted to get the Raw after the Rumble done so that we could have sort of a current conversation with folks. And
sure.
We could have done a Royal Rumble reaction show, but I think there's now even more to kind of speculate. And that's really what we're going to do if we're, you know, not specifically previewing or recapping a BZW event. Wild speculation, fantasy booking. That's what your boys are here for. Speaking of what your boys are here for, that is to properly represent our sponsors. And our sponsor this week for Below Zero Radio, the good people at Prairie Pest Control. For residential pest control, having a comprehensive exterminator service assures you of a pest-free home regardless of the season. Prairie Pest Control conducts a thorough assessment of your house and offers solutions from one-time to seasonal programs. Find Prairie Pest Control on Facebook or just give them a call at 701-893-8660. All right. Let's talk about the WrestleMania main event.
Okay.
CM Punk is gone. How big of a loss do you feel like that is?
It's definitely a loss. How they play it out will determine how big it is. Seth was obviously going to get Punk. I mean, that was 100%.
And we'll talk about that in a second.
So losing him, I think, definitely, as we saw last night on Raw, may change the landscape of night one main event and night two main event. So at the end of the day, I think overall losing Punk is going to hurt it, but I don't think you're going to notice it as much. Cody just might not get his moment.
Yeah, and I think it depends on one guy.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this in the past, or at least I've had this conversation with other wrestling fans. They had five guys for four spots, in my opinion.
Yep.
That's, of course, Roman, Seth, Punk, Cody, and Dwayne.
Yes.
And the Dwayne of it all is the conjecture part. because he comes out, says, she said at a booth, said at the bar, said at the head of the table. He has not even been in the same, I should say, same camera frame with Roman since that Rumble when he tried to fix Roman getting booed in Philadelphia. He has been on SmackDown. He has been on Raw. But they have not really on TV even really said or explained that these two are even aware of each other.
No, they've left them away from each other, I think, in case nothing happens.
Yeah.
But they've done just enough that something could happen.
And so that's why last night is super interesting to me. Because you have the work shoot, whatever the hell that was, at the end of Survivor Series. Seth is screaming up the aisle, you know, yelling about Punk, this and that. Mm-hmm. Haven't said very nice things about each other. As you said, and Punk kind of made it, I mean, he might have let go with some of the booking. The idea being, okay, Cody calls out Roman, and you know, I've heard tons of different theories. Well, they're going to save Rock. I've heard, well, they're going to do Rock Roman in Perth. And I was like, no, they're not. But whatever, that was a theory. Like, they're just going to do Rock Roman in Perth. And that's the main event, and it's a huge stadium, and whatever. It's close to Samoa, which is true, I guess, but
yeah,
whatever. So there's that theory. They're going to save Rock Roman for SummerSlam. Okay, there's that theory. And now that Rock's on the TKO board, they're just not going to do it, which is kind of whatever theory as well. So, you know, I've heard all of the different Rock theories, which those all work. And Punk, you know, with that idea being that, okay, Rock is going to sit out WrestleMania. If you go along with those, Rock is gonna, yep, Rock's gonna sit out WrestleMania, meaning that you don't have five guys for four spots. You have Cody, because he didn't know that Punk's tricep was torn, mm-hmm, pointing at Roman's suite. You get the reaction shot of Roman. He's not happy. Wise Man's not happy. Paul's not happy. And then you don't just have Punk with no rights to call out anybody by losing the Rumble, come out the next night and say, okay, Seth, it's you and me. Let's go. What right does he have to do that?
Yeah.
And so what did he say last night?
He would have had to go to the Elimination
Chamber. I was going to Elimination Chamber. I was going to beat everybody. And that would, I think that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Whether or not you have Roman on that show or not, you have Punk win Elimination Chamber in the main event. That's big time. That's big enough moment, having Punk win the Elimination Chamber at a stadium show in Australia is big enough, because then you do whatever else. Rhea obviously is going to have a huge spot on that show.
Main event, they've already said it.
Yep, Grayson Waller. You know, you give the Australians the Grayson Waller, you give the Australians the Rhea Ripley, and then you know, whatever Punk, whatever role Punk winning the Elimination, that is a big enough show.
Yes.
You accomplish enough on that show, that's fine.
Yep.
And then you do whatever the hell Rock Roman ends up being, whether it is SummerSlam, whether you have, and another theory was Cody beats Roman on night one, Rock challenges Roman on night two just for head of the table status.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I heard that a lot.
Yep.
I actually think that after the Rumble, I mean, with Cody pointing to Roman, essentially almost calling him out in the ring right there.
Right.
Afterwards, to me, that's meaning there's no Rock. There's no Rock in the plans at that time for Mania.
Right.
And now that's maybe changed.
Right, because now if, and I don't know that they've necessarily painted themselves in a corner, but the storytelling device is they had Seth basically call Roman a punk ass, call Roman a part-timer.
Yep.
And say, your dad would have wanted you to challenge me.
Yeah. No, I know. It's...
Here's the problem with that. Who the hell wrestles Roman Reigns if it isn't Rock? They better have Rock nailed down.
He's the only one, if not Cody. He's the only one. And so, in my eyes, I think what... So, I'm going pre-Rumble right here. I'm just what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just so we can know where we're going here. So, I thought Cody wins. After Cody wins, he calls out Roman. Rock is involved in the match, stops Solo, whatever, from interfering.
Yeah.
Cody wins. We get Rock Roman at SummerSlam.
Sure.
And that's how we get
the rock. And that's involved. Just for the head of the table. Yep. And it's and not, there's no title there's involved. No sure. Okay.
Because so, there doesn't have to be the title in there. And then you have Cody or Punk, Seth.
Okay. So I'm going to modify the script here just a little bit, which is fine.
Yeah.
If it isn't Rock, what are your two title fights? And whether they main event or not, I don't care, because you can, and they have in the past, you can definitely throw a women's match to close night one if you want. They've done that before.
Yep.
For sure. Yep. So
and,
that's.
And they could with.
Bayley Rhea is fine.
I don't know if that's the one that's going to be. I don't know.
Okay. Well, then EO versus whomever.
Yep. So I think. I still think we get Cody Roman. I still think we get him.
Interesting.
But okay. I think last night was one, if The Rock says yes, if he picks up the phone and says, yep, Triple H, yes, let's do it, which he has more power technically anyways. I mean, he can book himself in that match if he really wanted to. Now we can go to Cody Seth because Seth has laid the groundwork. He did a great job last night trying to elevate that title into, you know,
and to make even. Yeah, right. And to make Cody's picking him make sense.
Yes. But no one's going to tell you, no matter how much I like what Seth has done with that title, that that title is on par with Roman's title.
Or with Roman. More important. Yeah.
And so if they don't get The Rock, we still get Cody Roman. And then I think you look at something like a Drew versus Seth.
You know who called out Seth before the Rumble in a face-to-face meeting on Monday Night Raw?
I don't remember.
Gunther.
True.
Gunther wins Chamber.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Because his opponent, the initial opponent for WrestleMania was Brock.
Yeah.
And we're not having Brock anymore.
No, we're not.
So.
So what I would say on the other end of how I would book it then is if you do get Rock, it's Rock Rome. I mean, that's easy.
Yep.
So how that would play out, in my opinion, is next Monday, Cody comes out and says, you're right, Seth. I know we've done this dance before, but I want you. Yep. I want that title.
Yep.
Next time Roman grabs a mic or Wise Man grabs a mic, it's everybody's scared.
No one wants
any piece of this. I'm him. I'm the guy. I beat all three of these losers.
Yep.
No, I'm going to just reign and defend. Maybe I won't defend.
Just do what I want.
Nobody wants any of this. Yeah. And then Rock comes out. No, I want a piece.
Yeah.
And then you have Cody, Seth, Roman, Rock.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
In a sense, you feel a little bit bad for Cody if that's the way they go, just because, you know, everyone's going to feel that the major moment is beating Roman.
And Hunter, if you want us to run creative, just let us know.
Yeah.
We have time on our hands.
He listens, right?
Yeah. He has to listen. Yeah. Okay. Truth. So he's been one of the best things going right now.
100%.
I have not had the guts to pull the trigger on the duct tape Truth Judgment Day t-shirt just because my WWE, plus, like, I told our BZW guys I was going to start wearing their stuff under my jacket instead right. of, so I don't need more WWE t-shirts because I'm not going to use them in the ring. I'm not going to use them, you know, I told Jack, I'm going to, you're probably wearing your stuff at WinterSlam. So, Jack being, of course, Jack Ledger, shout out the Ice King. It's just the best thing going. Comes out last night. Priest, you know, welcomes him. Been moving merch. Been doing all this stuff.
Making him money.
Yeah.
All that.
And then JD and Dom beat him down.
Yeah.
JD and Dom, though, not the tag champs. Miz comes out for the save. I don't want Damian Mizdow to happen to Truth. You know what I mean? When you have like these super fun runs and then the guy just kind of goes away for a walk, especially when it's a comedy run.
Yeah, but Truth has been comedy for how long? And every time he comes back and reinvents his comedy in just a different way, he makes it work.
Right, but then he goes away. That's what I'm afraid of, because then he goes away. You know, and I don't know that this run, I don't want it to be done. And like you said, I mean, as you mentioned, Awesome Truth never had the titles.
Challenged for it once.
Yep.
They were a team for 3 months.
Yeah.
And it worked. It actually was not, and I think they were more heels at that time too.
Sure.
Because instead of
somehow they turned Miz babyface, which is
it's because Miz can do anything.
I didn't think he could do this.
He could do anything.
I like I said, I didn't think he could do this.
Yes. I think you're gonna get Miz versus Truth versus JD and Dominic in the next couple weeks.
Sure.
And then at in Perth at Elimination Chamber or at Mania, you'll get Awesome Truth versus Judgment Day for the titles. And I'm gonna call it that Awesome Truth beats Judgment Day.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
At one of those pay-per-views.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's talk about your girl.
Bailey.
Yes. Big win.
Big win. She's going to now get her first ever singles match at Mania.
Yep. Maybe. But yep. Maybe.
You know, to come in, everyone looks at the numbers like, oh, no one ever wins on the number three spot. Like, actually, I think I don't even know that, but just
sure.
Everyone I was seeing that night, there's no Bailey, there's no nothing. It would have been easier for them to somehow do some eliminations within Damage Control to set up a match at Damage with them at Mania. Not now you get Bailey wins the Rumble.
Yep.
Gets her spot here at Mania, calls out Ripley last night. She comes out, then Nia comes out. So, I mean, there's still a lot of inner workings here, but I'm very happy. And I think eventually, maybe not at Mania, we're going to get Hugger Bailey back.
And so that was my question, because we don't lie here. I listen to other wrestling podcasts, and one of the ones I listen to basically weekly is the Sam Roberts podcast. Sam sure. does an awesome job.
He does.
He does not believe that the Bailey character should go back. He thinks we're getting a Bailey babyface turn, which I think we are too.
Yes.
He doesn't think the character can go back.
Maybe not like a full on.
I mean, the music, the streamers, the hugs, the purple, he's out.
Okay.
He thinks that it has to be a cool, fun, babyface version of this, like a...
Like kind of like what Becky's done?
Yeah, and but like still cracks jokes, still, sure. But just about the bad guys now, and isn't so mean. The fans cheer her, whatever, just a different version.
Yeah.
I would not do that.
You wouldn't go back to the Hugger?
No, I would.
You wouldn't tone it down.
I would not tone down what she's doing now. I would go back. I think the Damage Control turn. So let me ask you, does the Damage Control turn have to involve her calling out Io instead of Rhea?
Well, last night she said she'd make a decision next week. And
yeah.
The final shot was Io sitting there going, What are you talking about? You
right.
know, with the eyes that are like, what?
Because Nia backed her into a corner.
Yes. So maybe she just, you know, she plays it where I, you know, because they're going to do a backstage segment. It's going to be like, I just said it because of the situation I was in.
Sure.
And I don't think I mean, Damage Control, you know, her versus Io at Mania would be very good. It would be a great match. Like
you just do Nia versus Rhea.
Rhea, yeah.
Yeah. So I think her calling out Io is maybe the...
what eventually happens.
Right.
And we might play it off for a little while. We might even play it off through Perth.
Sure.
Because there's... In Australia, Rhea's going to main event. They've already pretty much said that, whether it's a singles match or in an elimination.
Sure.
And I don't know if an elimination chamber makes sense for the women's right now.
Especially if she did...
Not for the title.
Right.
So I think you're going to get something there where... Nia wins the elimination.
Yeah.
You know, and has other quality talent in there, and that's what sets up Armania with sure. those two.
So here's, I'll take you down what I would do. Here's my fantasy booking. But this would involve her calling out Rhea.
Okay.
So for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's maybe then Io does get a title match at, you know, they shotgun some sort of a title match for Perth. Or that's the women's elimination chamber match at Perth is for Io's title, because okay. Rhea's title is earmarked for WrestleMania. You know, Bailey versus Rhea is earmarked. And so whatever Nick Aldis comes and says, okay, well, if Rhea's title, which is a Raw title, is earmarked for WrestleMania, then SmackDown, it's our duty to put the women's heavyweight or the women's world title, which is, or no, what's that? Because the women's world title is what Rhea has.
Correct.
So the WWE Women's Championship is what Io has. Yes. So it's our duty then to have Io's title at Elimination Chamber. So for some reason, Bayley is viewed to have cost Io, screwed up some sort of attempted interference, or flat out just maybe is just celebrating after an Io retention, and they turn on her.
That could happen.
And they beat her down, and they leave her laying, and I mean, put like a bad beat down.
Sure.
Like a bad one. Now, we just don't see Bayley after Perth. Doesn't show up. Not there. And a couple weeks before WrestleMania, Rhea starts talking her ish. Not going to make it. Nobody knows where she is. She's beat up. Judgment Day is going to rule over all. They're not going to come up with a different opponent for me. She won the Rumble. She wanted me. She hasn't said she doesn't, you know, she hasn't said she's not showing up. She hasn't said she is. Nobody knows where she is. Nobody else is. I'm not going to accept another challenge. Exactly. I accepted Bayley's challenge.
Exactly. And that makes sense. I mean, something like that could easily happen because really, I mean, Nia last night said that Rhea's not going to make it to Mania,
yeah.
Which to me is maybe going to be your Rhea match in Perth then, you know, her versus Nia.
So then, like I said, couple weeks where you're leading up, Rhea's talking about, you know,
almost the same thing like with Roman.
She's not showing up, which that kind of sucks because it's, well, then it's, are we doing the same story twice? But I mean, the Roman thing would be so fast.
Yeah.
Rock would.
It'd be like a 45-second thing.
Right. Rock would. It Rock. I'm not so worried about using that twice. So Bayley hasn't been seen in however long. And for whatever reason, they send Rhea out first. Not for whatever reason. They send Rhea out first at Mania to continue gloating. See, she's not even going to show up. Maybe even bully the ring announcer into
start or the ref to start the 10 count.
Yeah, right. Lights go off and we get the place would go absolutely insane.
I'd be one of them. I'm not going to be there, but I would be one of them.
I mean,
she can definitely tone down that a little bit. Maybe doesn't have to do the ponytail to the side and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I think that you would have a absolute reaction of for the ages. I mean, I think you'd get exactly what you wanted for a return to WrestleMania.
How bananas would that be if she just hadn't been seen? Rhea starts talking crap, comes out first, tells the officials, start the 10 count. She's not showing up, yep. And you get the hugger theme.
I love it.
The place would go, I'm getting, you can see these actual goosebumps. Yep. Like the place would go absolutely bananas.
Again, Hunter, if you're listening, we just want like one backstage pass for this. 100, not even that. Just, I don't know.
Some openings potentially at WWE. Listening. That was mean. I shouldn't have said that.
He's listening.
Okay. Rumble thoughts. I thought they did an excellent job with the Naomi return. You know, we kind of hinted at that or that was sort of in the works. She had basically said goodbye to TNA.
Yes.
But man, they did that entrance right. And it's such a banger entrance. And obviously
it caught me so off guard too. Like, because I knew it was happening, but I didn't realize it was happening.
Yeah.
Because here we are, number two.
And you can do cool entrances into the Rumble.
Yeah.
Not like you can do them for number one and number two. You can have people do their actual entrance at number one or number two. Yep.
And just how it happened with Natty in the ring, you know, it's two legends essentially. And then you get a great, you know, you're allowing the crowd to come out and do the, you know, thank you, welcome back, you so whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. I thought the way they did that was absolutely great. And then, what, three spots later?
Yeah.
Four spots later? What I thought was another phenomenal choice for the Women's Rumble, you know, Jordynne Grace comes out.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to talk about because I think that kind of stuff, and I don't think they'll ever get into an agreement like that with AEW. I don't.
Never.
I don't think Tony wants to play that.
Tony and Triple H would never. They're not going right. to do that.
But everybody else, I think that's. I think as much as some of the cool, like having Book come in every once in a while.
Yep.
You know, DDP showing up that 1 year, Rob Van Dam showing up when it was in Philly, having Bubba Ray show up, even Pat's spot. Like, that stuff's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you could be cool with, I'm not going to say BZW, that'd be fun. But, like, if you could be cool with TNA, GCW, NWA, like talents, big time talents there. Like, imagine if Cardona showed up.
I honestly think Cardona showing up would have been it would have gone crazy.
Right.
I think that place would have blown up.
But like TNA's champion, those kind of things are cooler to me than, and you can sprinkle in some legends. I don't, it's fine.
Yeah. Which they haven't really done a lot of anyways lately.
Right, but just the idea that someone else from another company and recognizing that company, being very okay with saying the words TNA, Knockouts Champion, which Michael Cole said with his mouth.
Yeah,
which
is, as she's walking in the ring with the title.
Right, right. And just,
and on the screen it says TNA, Knockouts Champion.
Right, yeah, very cool. And like I said, just like, hey, even the TNA World Champion. You think the TNA World Champion wants to main event WrestleMania? You're damn right he does. And have him be eliminated third to last, fourth to last, fifth to last. Like, that's fine. That's cool.
I thought the way that they did it with Jordan was great.
Yeah.
I think she showed that she belongs. They made her seem like a viable talent.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, you're TNA. She gets in the ring and 30 seconds later, she's gone. She eliminated people. She rekindled the rivalry she had with Naomi. And she stood toe-to-toe with other.
And that's got to be give and take too between the two companies.
Correct.
Like, TNA has to understand that Jordynne Grace's goal probably is to get to WWE.
Everyone is. I don't care what people say. If they say that their goal isn't to get there, at some point it was.
Right. And so that takes some humility by TNA to understand where they are, and it takes some grace by WWE to. You know what? We're not going to pretend that TNA doesn't exist anymore. And in the future, hopefully, we're not going to pretend that NWA doesn't exist. We're not going to pretend that GCW doesn't exist. We're not going to pretend that MLW doesn't exist. If their talent shows up on our air
with MLW.
Well, whatever.
They did just sue them.
All right.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I know what you're
But at. You know what I'm getting at. It's like, agree to acknowledge that these other places exist. Use their talent. Yeah, eventually maybe steal their talent if they get big enough. I mean, that's, but at the same time, it's just good for everybody, and it can be good for everybody.
I would really love to see someone show up on TNA now, like a Bianca.
Sure.
I mean, Jordan started it a little bit on Twitter that said this wouldn't have happened on my home turf.
Or even, you know, Dominic Mysterio,
anyone,
or send him
anyone.
Yeah, I was gonna say Dolph, but it's like, oh well, Dolph's already gone. But Dolph's, I mean, like there. A like a Dolph level person, like a mid carder.
Yeah, not just oh, here's our guy on NXT who hasn't been in the ring.
Right.
You know, like, send them someone of some value.
Send him Truth.
There you go.
Whatever.
He's been there.
Send him DIY. Whatever. Send him that level of person. Absolutely.
Yeah. Plus TNA is showing that they've really turned that company around.
Yes.
And so
The Andrade return, really the only big-time return in the men's Rumble. Pretty cool.
I've never been a huge fan of his.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think he's better suited for WWE than he was in AEW.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense for him to be there. Charlotte's there.
Right.
They're going to – I don't know where they're going to use him, if they're going to use him maybe with the Mysterios, the LWO, you know, Carlito. I don't know if he's going to go that route.
Yeah, not every Latino needs to be involved in that storyline. But yeah,
it feels like that's what they're doing.
Sure.
So I don't know. I think he just does better there. I think there's better matchups.
I guess Priest isn't involved in that storyline. I shouldn't be so harsh. Basically, no legends whatsoever, and not that many NXT call-ups in either Rumble. And I think that just kind of goes to show how deep the roster is right now.
It is. For the guys, I mean, really, there's only one, right? With Braun.
Carmelo Hayes. But he's sort of already been. He's
pretty much already been moved up, I think.
Right. And no old guys showed up.
No. I thought there would be.
Which to me, too, and you talk about the depth of the roster, I would say it's even yet more impressive because they had four of their top-ass dudes in a fatal four-way.
Yeah. And none of them were in it.
Right. And none of them were in the Rumble. Right. And they didn't have KO and Logan Paul in there.
Nope.
That is six of your biggest names. And you still didn't have to dust off Booker T. And you still didn't have to have half the NXT roster pop in.
Yeah. No, I was very happy with it. The guys that did show up, like the Bron Breakker, I thought he looked like he belonged with those guys. That was a last second call on his. And, the way he handled it, the way he looked, he looks like a main event guy or a main roster guy. So it's not like, oh, we're just going to bring you back to NXT. And in the women's, they had two or three, right, from NXT?
Sure.
And so, yeah, the depth of those rosters are just insane right now.
I like the women's Rumble better. How about correct. You? Okay, fair enough. We don't have to sit and argue about
it
that was. Then.
And I think the internet would say that. I mean, the fans.
The IWC.
What I've seen is that everyone agreed.
Sure. Okay. Cody again. First two-time winner since Stone Cold in the mid-90s. I'm cool with it. I don't think it has to be somebody different every year.
It doesn't.
If you're telling me that Cody's one of the best in the world, why can't he win the Royal Rumble back-to-back?
Cody is the face of WWE at the moment. I mean, in my mind, you have Roman, you have him at the top, but
he's working heel too.
But that's what I mean. Who's every single night, even lives, working all the time?
And Punk is too divisive.
Yep.
You know,
Cody is WWE right now.
Right.
And that's, I think they made the right call on Cody. Punk would have been fine.
And they did a good job of making it surprising. I was not expecting Cody to win.
If you'd have told me at the beginning that Cody's winning, I don't know that I could 100% agreed with it. I would have thought Punk. I thought a small chance that Gunther was going to win.
Rock.
The Rock.
Yep.
But I think Cody was the right move because whoever faces Roman should be the person that wins the Rumble, not the person that wins an Elimination Chamber.
Okay. Not necessarily the winner, though. You can pick the winner. Who was the Women's Rumble MVP for you?
Jordynne Grace. And I say that as 100% a fan.
Sure.
Or Jade Cargill.
Yeah, that was big.
Big. And the reason I say it is because as much as Bayley has been great, Naomi, Becky, all the established stars.
Yeah.
Is because those two showed that they are stars.
Yep.
So and showed that they belong. That's why to me they get that MVP.
Sure.
Because they're just and Jade, we haven't even talked about Jade.
You know who MVP is probably a little strong, but who I just love Chelsea Green in that match.
Great. Chelsea Green does
the way
she does everything perfect of what she's supposed to do.
Oh, man. She was so funny. And I know it's supposed to be put on as a shoot. You know, it's supposed to be a competitive thing. But God dang it, she was funny.
She's great.
Yeah.
And she can hold her own in the ring.
Yep.
But what she does and how she embraces that gimmick. And I think that, obviously her husband has really helped with that over the last couple of years.
Yeah, yep.
She was good. She was very good. Awesome.
Okay, Men's Rumble MVP.
I don't know. Let's hear yours first. It's tough
for me. It's probably Gunther.
Yeah.
Again.
It's hard not to pick him.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yep.
Other guys that we already mentioned earlier, Bron Breakker looked really good for the first time being up there. Yep. Cody's Cody.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
give it to Punk for finishing with a torn tricep like that.
Yeah.
Hitting a GTS with a torn tricep. That was impressive. Mm-hmm. Not screwing up the finish.
That was great too. I think it's hard to give it to him when you're only in there for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But true. I mean, I don't think there was a lot. I feel like there was more standout performances in the women's.
Because he came in at 27, right?
26, 27.
Who came in at 30?
Sammy.
That's right. Okay.
Which got a good reaction.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked that it was Sammy, but I mean, he still got a good reaction. I think, I don't know who I was thinking for there other than The Rock.
Sure.
But I mean, it was
fun. We haven't had a crazy number 30 in a long time.
Wasn't Cody 30?
Yeah, but everybody knew he was in the Rumble.
True.
So by the time you got to 29, you looked at your list and said, yeah, 30's Cody.
Was AJ 30 when he came?
No.
No, he was early.
He was early. And that was...
So what's our last crazy 30? John Cena?
Maybe.
I mean, we've had other 30s, obviously, but...
Just so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. You had some final BZW stuff to kind of button up, and then we'll get the heck out of here.
Yeah, really excited. I mean, a few things that we got with WinterSlam. Obviously, we know that WinterSlam's coming up. Tickets are going great. It's going to be an amazing event. We have a few opportunities here left still for some sponsorships. We have some sponsorships available for matches. Match sponsorships are going to get you in front of a huge crowd, our biggest crowd ever to date.
Yes.
We're already at that number, and we're going to continue to rise.
Love that.
So if there's any interest in being a match sponsor, an event sponsor, please reach out to the BZW Facebook page or any social medias, and we will get you pointed in the right direction and see everyone at WinterSlam.
All right. Want to thank Commissioner Nick Stokey for his time. Want to thank our sponsors, Prairie Pest Control. Want to thank all you wonderful people for listening. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you at WinterSlam.